Patrick, there was so much talk a while ago about Steven Stamkos needing to score. And, you know, people can talk all they want about Rick Nash doing the little things. He only has 6 goals in 48 career games. You know, had 3 last year en route to the Stanley Cup final appearance. But at some point, he's getting paid to score goals. He's got to score.
Right. I think there tends to be a little bit too much pressure placed solely on star players in the playoffs. And especially because every series is so different, and the playoffs are such a different animal. I think it's hard to kind of isolate playoff games like that and look and say, okay, Rick Nash hasn't scored a goal. But in game 2, he's a big reason they win the game with a screen that Dan Boyle credits him. You know, we don't win the game unless Rick Nash is screening. He also gets an assist in that game. He had 4 points in 5 games in the first round, and that was, you know, a series they won in 5 games. I think too much emphasis has been placed on him scoring and just not, you know, everybody on the team doing what they need to do to win every single game.
Well, I think you probably got a reasonable point there. What's the narrative on that end, though, about why people aren't doing what they need to do to score? This is an awful good hockey club that hasn't much looked like it at times in this series.
I think it's a combination of a few things. You're missing Matt Zuccarello big time off the top line. He, more than anybody, you know, is such an underrated offensive talent for the Rangers. He's as good of a forward as they have, so not having him kind of slots everybody out of position, and especially slotting out of position with Marty St. Louis, who's, you know, looked like he's aged really quickly here in the playoffs. I know his 5-on-5 play has declined quite a bit over the last couple of years, but offensively he just doesn't look anywhere near where he needs to be at, and I think that drags down both Nash and Broussard because they don't have a top right winger on their line. And I know they're getting the secondary scoring out of guys like Kevin Hayes, Carl Hagelund, but that's all that those guys will give you, which is secondary scoring. So that, on top of, you know, some consistent power play woes and a very good Washington penalty kill, has kept them from putting the puck in the back of the net. Also, credit Braden Holtby, who's just been tremendous in this series.
The when a goalie's playing that well, and, you know, I'll say one thing about this series: it's easily been the most disciplined series. Like, there's hardly any penalties in this series. It's not because the teams aren't playing physical; they're just playing extremely disciplined. Neither team takes dumb penalties.
Absolutely, and that's something that Alain Vigneault preaches to his team. He says it all the time. He goes, I want you guys to play whistle to whistle. And, you know, you saw it in the first game against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh tried some of that extracurricular stuff, some of that after-the-whistle stuff. And the Rangers just didn't engage, and that kind of ended it there. You know, they don't have guys after the whistle that are grabbing and giving players face washes and throwing little jabs. That's really just not their MO. They play that whistle-to-whistle hockey. They try to play very disciplined hockey. And so it's definitely shown so far with this team and the way Alain Vigneault's coached them.
You know, it's interesting. You touched on Holtby. There's not a lot of games the Rangers go into where they have to worry that they're going to be out-goaltended. Lundqvist has been fine, but that's not an ace in the hole. The way Holtby's playing, he's matched Lundqvist and actually been a little bit better, if I'm reading the numbers right. What do they do about that? Because he's locked in right now. Is it the old go to the net, get the greasy stuff? What are people saying there?
Well, you're right, certainly, that it kind of negates that Lundqvist effect that the Rangers have going into every single playoff series when Holtby's been just as good. You know, for the Rangers, it's these high-quality chances. I know a lot of people say they're getting a lot of chances and shots to the outside, and, you know, that's kind of simplifying your game, and that's what you're told to do when you're not scoring, is take those simple shots, try those simple plays. For the Rangers, they need to be creative here. They need to, you know, try some of those tic-tac-toe passing plays, getting him across the goal mouth and getting shots from those really dangerous scoring areas. I think that they need to be pretty selective in their shooting here, and it certainly needs to be better than these, you know, long wrist shots from the top of the circle on Braden Holtby, because if he's seeing it right now, he's pretty much saving it.
So get more traffic then is a number one thing they can do. I don't think the Rangers are really a team that's suddenly going to try to bump him and, quote, get him off his game. Do you see certain forwards then who need to elevate their play in order for the Rangers to be more successful offensively?
Well, one guy who's kind of a key in that area is Chris Kreider, who actually has elevated himself this series. You know, when we talk about all the Ranger players struggling so far, it's hard not to mention how well Chris Kreider's played. He's been exactly that, but he can't do it alone. I know we're saying he needs to be a presence. And guys like Kevin Hayes. Kevin Hayes is a big-bodied guy who's got great hands, but he needs to use his size a little bit more to create a little bit more space in front of the net. You know, you look at that second game, they score on that Dan Boyle shot because Braden Holtby screened, and that's that big power play goal that really gives them the advantage. They need to get guys in front. They need guys jumping on rebounds in front, and it's those second and third chances that are going to be key here.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, this one's tight. I think everybody expected it would be. Do you see, is Barry Trotz got the Caps playing at all different than what we saw in regular season? Because they were a different club in regular season. Is it just more of the same, or have they tightened it down as teams tend to do?
Well, I think they've tightened it down because that's how the Rangers play. And I think they're playing a game that benefits the Rangers here. And that's why it's so funny that Washington's up 2-1. If you looked at the series against the Islanders, the Capitals were a kind of a more offensive team mm-hmm. against the Islanders. The games were a little more high scoring. They were still tight, but there was certainly a lot more open ice. Now they go and play a team like the Rangers that loves to shut it down, that loves to suppress things, that loves to give you, you know, very minimal chances and score off the counterattack. And Washington's been every bit as good, and that's good coaching. You know, that's making the adjustments to your opponent and seeing kind of what they're successful at and taking their time space away. I know for, you know, stretches of time, it's looked like the Rangers have, you know, kind of taken it to Washington with their speed, but Washington's been really patient and they've stood the Rangers up quite a bit at their blue line, kind of forcing their forwards to go around Washington. And that's certainly something that you don't always see from them. So it's definitely been a coaching adjustment from Trotz, and it's been a pretty successful one so far.
You've seen the Rangers and Capitals. They faced each other more than any two teams in the NHL over the last 5 years in the postseason. Ovechkin, I always thought he was a pretty good player in the playoffs, but man, he looks on a total different level this year.
Yeah, and I mean, that game two goal is a perfect highlight for Alex Ovechkin. You can't defend him any better than the two Ranger defenders. Both, you know, Ryan McDonagh and Dan Girardi were in position. They went to take the body. He just goes right through him, and from his knees goes top shelf on Lundqvist. I think Henrik Lundqvist has got to figure out a different way to try to save an Ovechkin shot, because he's going to go high stick side on him every time, and he's going to beat him there every time. And, you know, he's just such a special player, and it's almost a privilege to watch him play.
Enjoy the game tonight, Patrick. Should be a good one. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.